So I'm joined today by Graham Drury, Stamford AFC manager. Thanks ever so much for joining us today, Graham. Great to speak to you. First of all, just wanted to ask you, it was just a few months ago, of course, that you were crowned champions of the Northern Premier League South Eastern Division. Have you come down yet? You must have been absolutely buzzing over the summer.
Yeah, it was a fantastic achievement. The lads was fantastic, weren't they? Every week they put in maximum efforts and got the just rewards for it. So, yeah, it's been a real good ride. But, you know, that's the past and now we look to the future.
So you mentioned looking to the future, of course. It all kicks off again this weekend against Kettering Town. Not only have you got a step up in level, of course, moving up to step three of the non-league pyramid, but you're also changing to the Southern League as well. How do you see it panning out this season, Graham?
Yeah, it's a real change for us, going from Northern to Southern, but we've been used to going from Northern to Southern, Southern to Northern before, so we've had the experience of that at Stamford, so it was no shock to us that we'd come into this division. But looking at the game on Saturday against second favourites Kettering for the title, it don't come much bigger, does it? You know, local derby. We're hoping that the people of Stamford will come out and watch our first game at this new level. And obviously with it being the local derby with Kettering, we're hoping that they travel with numbers and we get the town supporting us on the day and the weather don't put the fans off. But when we look at the league, as you'll know, Dean, I've had the club promoted to this division and obviously moved on in the past and then come very, very late on to try and keep them in the division when I think it was Staffy or Andy, I can't remember his name actually, you know, was in charge, and I tried to keep them up, and we got relegated on the last day of the season, and, you know, we nearly pulled the miracle off. But for the club's ambitions is obviously to stay in this division this year and find a feat in it. But Graham Drury has different ideas. He wants to go in there and win every game of football he can. It's going to be an interesting season for us. I've got to get to know the style of football, the management, the players in the league. So it's a big learning curve for me and the club. But it's something we're looking really forward to, and we're going to grab it with two hands and give it our best shot and see where that takes us.
Yeah, definitely. I think all the Stamford fans, Graham, are definitely looking forward to the challenge. One point to make, of course, is that we've lost our leading goal scorer from last season. John O'Margetts has moved on to Matlock Town. No slight on the club, of course, just to do with the travelling. Of course, with us moving to the southern section, it's harder for northern-based players to do the travelling, certainly to away games. But of course, with his goals last season, he scored more than 30 goals. That's going to be a big miss. But you've made a few great signings, it seems, in the close season, one of whom, of course, attracts the attention. He was with the Daniels before. He'll be well known to all Stamford fans and Peterborough United fans as well, of course. Ricky Miller, how did that all come about?
Yeah, obviously, Mags and myself, when we first met, Mags wanted to sign for me this season prior to when he did sign, and I wanted to stay faithful to the boys that had done so well throughout the COVID years and obviously getting to the playoffs. But, you know, me and Mags met and we both said that we'll deliver the goods for each other. He'd never won a league title. I said, well, come and join us. We'll do that together. He promised me he'd get 25, 30 goals, and obviously he delivered that. So, you know, we can't thank Mags enough. He'd come in and did a fantastic job for us, but, you know, he got out of it what he needed, and I got out of it what we needed for the Daniels. So, you know, we wish him all the best. It was purely the travelling. He would love to have stopped at the club. He really enjoyed his time with us, really enjoyed playing for the Daniels. But, you know, it was miles. Some of his journeys would have been 4 hours, you know, each way. So nobody's going to want to do that. And the financial package that we could offer was never going to match the likes of Matlock. So it certainly wasn't about the money with Mags. It was just the travel. But he's also been well looked after by Matlock. So we wish him all the best and we thank him for that. We've brought in a number of signings. Obviously, the one that stands out is Ricky. But, you know, I thought the fans will, you know, certainly think, God, how are we going to replace Mags' goals? I mean, Ricky's not Ricky of old. He's not the same kind of player, you know, with that pace. But he's a player that's certainly got attributes to score goals and he'll certainly do a good job for us. And that come about, we just saying to him, look, I brought you into football at the age of 17, brought you into the Dannies, you've had a couple of spells. If you come into the end of your career, you know, why not finish it with the Dannies? And fair play to Ricky. He said, I wouldn't come, Gaffer, I respect you too much. If I wasn't, you know, fully committed and I couldn't get myself in shape, but I'll give it a 4-week programme and see where I can get and see how I feel. And obviously he's worked really hard away from it and done really well. I'm really proud of the kid for doing what he's done. So, yeah, it's great to have Ricky on board. But, you know, we've got the likes of Lee Shaw, Trey Charles, Tom Siddons coming back. Obviously Jack Duffy in there. Ollie Brown all coming back. So we've got, you know, some good talent going forward. We've got a lot of pace and some real good quality hold-up play. So I'm sure we're going to spread the goals amongst them and hopefully replace the goals that we're going to miss from Mags.
You mentioned those new signings. Obviously, we're all excited to see how they get on. One point that has been made by a few fans on a couple of Facebook pages is that quite a few of those signings have come from Grantham Town. Now, Grantham didn't have the best season last season, but would you say you've cherry-picked the best of their players? Maybe it was a management issue at Grantham as well, but you're not worried, I guess, about those Grantham players who might have struggled or being in a team that struggled last season, I presume?
I think, Dean, I've got a good eye for a footballer, and obviously being local, you know, living in Grantham, I got to watch him in midweek quite a bit. Ashton Hall, if you look at his pedigree, you know, he's at Sheffield United. He's obviously been at Matlock. You know, he's a player who's 22 years of age, can head a ball, but controls the game very well with his feet. He's a lad that stood out for me. I watched him against Worksop, who won the league title. And they drew 0-0, and Ashton was outstanding, marking, you know, Liam, who went and banged the same amount of goals as Mags. So he stood out, you know, a lot for me. Lee Shaw's a player I brought into the game at Corby when he was 17, played for me under-18s at Corby. He's a lad that he runs and runs and runs, and 94th minute, he's still running like he's running after the first minute. Grantham played him as a winger. He's not. He's more of a forward. He just don't give defenders space, time on the ball. He's an enigma. He's a pain, you know, for any defence. And, you know, sure, he's somebody who's been at Chesterfield, Alfreton. You know, he's been there. He's played the levels and he knows what it's all about. So that was never an issue for me. And then one player that really, really stood out for me last season was the lad who would have gone on for me, and I still think he'll go on and play a lot, lot higher, is Harry Wood. He got an hamstring injury last year. He only ended up playing 8 games. I was fortunate to see 2 or 3 of them, and I thought, wow, what a footballer this kid is. Always on the off turn, always affecting the play. He scores goals. He's a really, really good technical footballer. He's somebody I identified and thought, this kid's got a chance of going higher. So my eyes, you know, I don't think they deceive me very often. I think I've brought some good players through and they've gone on to make professional or conference footballers. So they're the lads that we've talked. And then the other lad is young Brad Munn, who I watched through the Grantham Academy. He only broke into the first team. He was a bench player last year. He wants to develop. He's that little player like Coz, who, you know, I always find one every year that I want to try and develop. And I chose Brad this year because he's got the right attributes to be a good footballer, but also got the right mentality. And he'll be patient. He knows he's not going to play week in, week out at Stamford, but he wants to learn from the good players around him and obviously from myself. So they're the players why I identified that bunch, not because he was playing at Grantham Town. It was just players that I've known when they've played at different clubs. So really looking forward to working with them, and, you know, we're ready to go.
Thanks, Graham. Yeah, as you say, you've certainly got an eye for a player. You brought through some cracking players at Stamford, and I think most Daniels fans definitely would say in Drury we trust. So where do you see yourself finishing? Where do you see the Daniels finishing this year? Obviously, there's loads of good clubs in this league. There's people like Kettering Town, obviously, this weekend's opponents. You mentioned them being one of the favourites. You've also got clubs like Hitchin, Telford, Nuneaton, Colville as well. It's not going to be easy at all. But just finally, Graham, what's your ambitions for the season? I know a lot of people will say we just want to stay up, make sure we consolidate as a step three club, but I'm sure you fancy something a little bit higher than that. If you're dreaming, where do you reckon you'll finish this season?
I'll be honest to you, Dean. I go into every game to try and win it. There's never been a game when I've come up against Telford in the Cups or Wrexhams or whatever and not believe that my team can go out there, as long as they play to instructions and they're disciplined and they're organised. I believe that we always pick good players to play football that can win matches and games. So we will go out and we'll do our best. And I guess without putting any pressure on myself or putting any pressure on the players or the club, I think what I will say is I just hope I'm in a job at the end of the season.
We hope you will be too, Graham, and hopefully that job will still be at the Daniels, maybe pushing up for a promotion in the playoffs to step two. You never know. But thanks ever so much, Graham. We really appreciate it. So the Daniels at home, 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday, first game of the season, big local derby against Kettering Town. And then we'll keep you up to date on all fixtures, of course, involving Stamford AFC throughout the rest of the season. Let's hope it's another cracker for Stamford AFC. Come on, you Dannies. Thank you, Graham.